An 11th-hour compromise on a $30 million revenue package cleared the way for a late-night adjournment of the legislature on Saturday. The final hours of the session saw passage of a budget, a tax bill, an economic development plan, and health care reform legislation. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, lawmakers are giving mixed reviews to their work.
Shortly after 6 in the evening Saturday, once it was clear that adjournment was in sight, House Speaker Shap Smith convened his Democratic colleagues for an impromptu press conference. He called on committee chairs, one by one, to tout their notable achievements. East Montpelier Representative Tony Klein chairs the Natural Resources and Energy Committee. As is sometimes his custom, Klein proceeded to go off script.
And I'd just quickly like to say that this has probably been the strangest year that I've ever served in the legislature for a lot of reasons.
It's a sentiment shared by most lawmakers, even if most weren't willing to say it. The May 7th arrest outside the State House of Franklin County Senator Norm McAllister on sexual assault charges cast a strange pall over the last 2 weeks of legislative proceedings. It was only the latest unexpected twist in a session that included an unresolved race for governor, massive statehouse demonstrations over single-payer health care, the ouster of the long-serving sergeant-at-arms, and a vaccine bill that ended up stealing the spotlight for much of the session. Speaker Smith quickly steered his team back on course.
I don't know if Representative Klein got the messaging moment memo. You're not supposed to describe this session as one of the strangest you've ever been involved in.
Later in the night, as the clock neared 11, Governor Peter Shumlin offered a more succinct summation of the accomplishments of the last 18 weeks.
Education reform, clearing up our lakes and waterways, charting a clean, greener energy future, closing that $113 million budget gap, helping to protect our most vulnerable Vermonters. These are gigantic issues that have been ignored for too long.
The governor's praise for lawmakers came hours after a deal that ended their veto showdown over a $30 million revenue bill. Lawmakers emerged from those negotiations with a hard-fought prize, reforms to the income tax code that will make it harder for wealthier Vermonters to use itemized deductions to reduce their tax bills. The compromise will cap the value of deductions that people can claim to $15,000 for an individual and about $31,000 for a household. Shumlin opposes the plan, but made sure that charitable contributions and health care expenses won't count toward the cap. Here's Speaker Smith again.
Given the fact that we were making reductions that were going to be difficult for many of those who are less well off, we thought that those who had a little bit more should pitch in a little bit more.
House Minority Leader Don Turner took a dimmer view of the 2015 session. Turner says the education reform bill Democrats have rallied around won't do nearly enough to bring down rising property tax bills. And he says the 4.5% growth in the general fund budget outpaces Vermonters' ability to pay.
We spent more money than we should have. We raised a lot of taxes. And we're going to go home knowing that when we come back in the fall, we're going to be facing another large budget gap. And we're going to start this process all over.
Progressive lawmakers, meanwhile, argued that the legislature's failure to raise additional revenues will harm programs that serve low-income residents. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.